Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Pod Squad are here to separate the radio gold from the radio garbage. And today we're talking about stick to football.
Lightness.
Oh my God, you would be.
Are you two brothers?
It's rude, isn't it?
Yeah,
If I'm meant to meet someone. Also, when I arrange to meet someone at 10 o'clock, I'm there at 20 to 10.
Yeah.
You're here today.
I was meant to start at 10:30. We're not. I was on time.
Yes.
So their time's more important than yours. That's the way I look at it. When people are late constantly,
yeah,
their time's more important than yours, and that's not good.
I also think, how could you be late to meet me? You should be there. I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, the Pod Squad with me this afternoon. Our own Kieran Bradley from the digital team and the newsroom, News Talk Newsroom's Ellen Butler, both with me in studio today. Good afternoon, folks. Kieran, you might tell listeners, what is this all about?
Well, it's broadly football, as the title suggests. But basically, it's Gary Neville's kind of baby off the back of his Sky Sports punditry. It's him, usually Ian Wright, a bit of rolling cast, Ian Wright, Jamie Carragher, Jill Scott, Ian Wright. I'm sorry, I said Ian Wright.
But Roy, Keane.
Roy Keane. Mm. Sorry, of course, how can I forget? So generally speaking, they started off sort of reviewing a lot of the football stuff, but now they've kind of moved, there's a lot of podcasts do, into a few set-piece interviews, and you heard Ricky Gervais there, that was one of the big gets. And it's been going for a couple of years now. At least.
Yeah, it's not a new podcast. Do you enjoy it, Ellen?
Well, I don't think I'm the target audience, Andrea. I'm trying to, as I was saying to Kieran there, I'm trying to separate, be subject or objective rather about it. So subject matter and format wise, it's not my cup of tea.
Why?
It's like, I feel like every time I do this, I come across as the most boring person ever.
But okay, I'm terribly boring.
Lean into it.
I'm a real fine. Start, middle and end kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, is it from the radio background or what, but this sort of format of sitting around shooting the breeze is not to my taste. So look, it's interesting. It's kind of funny to hear these sort of pundits just talking about other stuff. And like you say, interviewing Ricky Gervais, who I really enjoyed. I thought that was brilliant. But I listened to a couple of others where it was the standard weekly podcast or whatever. And they're sitting around sort of, the style is that the mics are live from the off. They're arriving into the room, greeting each other.
It's which very casual.
It's an interesting
But like it's performatively
structure,
casual.
Yeah, they know the mics are on. So it's staged. And there's five of them, which personally is far too many for a podcast. As you heard there in the trailer, like they're talking over each other. Like,
and it drives me mad.
Do you like this podcast?
I do, but actually, so there's a video. It's a video podcast as well, which actually makes more sense.
Yeah, like I was thinking as I listened, that would kind of fit better.
Exactly. It's an the producers in the boxes here would be going mad. Like people just talking over the top of each other all the time. It's actually quite difficult to pull the strings out. But if you like football, there's a lot in it for you. The reality is football's quite divisive anyway, so there's a lot of kind of wind up things. And actually, I think it's become a little bit self-aware, and Gary Neville's become a bit self-aware, where he's sort of like looking for the controversial thing that he cut up for, you know, an Instagram or a TikTok.
It's funny. I'm normally with Ellen on this. Like, I typically hate this format, this kind of podcast, where it's just people sitting talking about absolute nonsense or whatever, you know, trivial stuff comes into their head. On this occasion, I actually really enjoy this podcast and I regularly listen to it.
Do you?
From time to time. And I'm not a huge, you know, soccer, football fan at all. But there is something about this podcast, and perhaps it is just the guests and their dry wit from time to time, that I actually just, I really enjoy it. Now, I typically tend to watch the video clips that are posted on Instagram more so, Kieran, than actually tune in to follow any of the, like, I'm not tuning in to listen to the panel's review of whatever game had happened the previous weekend.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the banter and the crack, and they often have totally random guests. Like one of my favourite episodes, they had Colleen Rooney in.
Yeah.
For,
yeah,
you know, an episode. And
wonder how they got her.
And it's brilliant. I enjoy their crack.
I think that style does rely on characters
and
personalities. Yeah. So yeah, like I really enjoyed them as well. And like, of course, Roy Keane is famous dry hit.
Yeah.
Like, or dry wit even. But yeah, you're kind of, I suppose, if you don't like those personalities, then that's not going to appeal to you at all.
Yeah, there's a good few dynamics at play. Like Keane and Ian Wright have a really lovely little bromance going on there as well. Where, and you, look, Keane's a bit self-aware. Obviously, he knows when he's trying to be Roy Keane in inverted commas and just how he's being himself normally. But like they kind of take the mick out of each other, and it's quite nice. And you get a little bit of an insight into what it might have been like in those dressing rooms for good and ill.
Mm.
But I agree with you that like when they're sort of put out of their comfort zone, to be honest, it can go one or two ways.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes it doesn't last.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes it does.
But like there was one with Luke Littler, for example, where you think, you know, he's obviously a famous darts player and they think they might have a bit of overlap with the sport, but it was just dull because your man's quite dull. And to be honest, Gary Neville can be a bit of a dose as well at the best
time. So, yeah. So it, and I think probably for, like, do football fans typically like, I'm sure football fans love this.
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, they're big names and they're at the games.
That's
and
the draw.
And stuff. But like, to be honest with you, you know, punditry and analysis has kind of moved almost on, like Gary Neville did a lot at the start when he was on Sky Sports to really bring it into the sort of 21st century. But in a way, it's kind of moved on even beyond them. And at times they sound a little bit dated. So look, it's still an entertaining listen, but I'm not sure you're necessarily tuning in for sort of, no, actually, maybe you do for a bit of the analysis stuff. Mm. But generally speaking, I think it's the personalities that drive us much.
Did you enjoy, Ellen, the random guests that appear from time to time?
Yeah, that's the aspect that I liked. Now, I'll admit, I just listened to Ricky Gervais and I thought they did a brilliant job. Like, it's funny with the five hosts, they're all chiming in with questions, which you think might be a bit messy, but it actually works.
Yeah.
And no one is, I don't think Gary really took the lead there. They kind of all sort of had their own questions and things that just arrived. You could imagine you're sitting at the bar or whatever, just having a chat with this guy, and he was a really good get. Like, he's really interesting and he actually comes across way different than I was expecting, to be honest. And that was good. And again, coming back to the traditional style, that just suited me better, I think.
The straight interview.
There was a bit of a structure to it. Whereas this thing, like, I actually would prefer if there was more football to it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like, there was one episode where they're like, they start straight in. There's no intro. There's no explanation as to what they're doing. And they start ranking things.
Yeah.
And like, there's one where they're like ranking best goals or whatever, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
They have the background. And then they're asking about favourite ice cream flavours. Oh, like, I don't want to know Gary Neville's favourite ice cream flavour.
There's just that thing of, I think they've got a certain amount of podcasts that they need to do and the season's finished and they're like, right, what can we do? You can almost hear the production meeting. But
I loved the episode where they asked Rory McIlroy what it was like when he was a child out in Portmarnock Hotel, and he asked Roy Keane for an autograph and the response that he got from Roy Keane, and he's, you know, really embarrassed. It was absolutely fantastic. I love it. This texter's got in touch to say you can watch the podcast on YouTube. I watched one last week with Johnny Mars, the guest, talking about his career. Absolutely brilliant. He's actually a neighbour of Keane's as well. Gavin says, I recently listened to a couple of episodes of Stick to Football while running, so not on video, and it's fine. I tried it after my social media became flooded with clips. Keane is very quick-witted. Yeah, really enjoy it, says this listener too. So it can transcend beyond the football fan, Kieran.
Yeah, it can. Look, I mean, as with any podcast, you could, in that these are not sort of episodic, like you can pick and choose, you know, one that piques your interest. The Johnny Marr one was great. And it's nice because they, you know, they've all got broad interests as well. So a lot of them like music, you know, Neville's a big Springsteen fan and so on. Be a big get if they got him. But even Gervais actually, like, you know, they were clearly kind of fanboying and fangirling over him. Like,
I feel Jill Scott sort of keeps a bit of manners on the whole show as well, doesn't she?
It's actually a really nice dynamic between her and Roy, particularly. They kind of take the mick out of each other in a really, really friendly way. And she kind of cuts through, you know, she's got a different angle on things. She's she just put a bit of manners on them, but like she's just really good crack.
Yeah.
As well. It's good fun.
They all sound like they're great fun.
Yeah, they do just sound like you'd love to be sitting there with them.
Yeah,
like having
go
said
for
that.
A drink.
Yeah, like they're good crackers, and they talk about everything and anything. Like it's great conversation.
Will you stick listening, Alan?
No.
No, that's it. Done for you. Right, Kieran?
Yeah.
I mean, it's even I'm sort of, you know, a fan, which I think says a lot. Cause,
yeah, we'll get you to Old Trafford soon now.
Yeah, maybe one day. How many stars out of five, Kieran?
Four.
Four out of five, right?
Yeah, I like it. So right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Ellen?
Oh, two.
Two. I'm going to give it four out of five. Yeah, I quite enjoy it, actually. We're talking about Stick to Football. That is this week's podcast recommendation. Our pod squad this afternoon, Kieran Bradley and Ellen Butler. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.